Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Can you see how the voices are framing your choices to ensure that you never win? Example, if I address the issue, it's going to produce a situation that is uncomfortable for me. If I don't address the issue, the current situation continues and is unbearable not just for me, but for everyone else as well. Either way, I'm uncomfortable. Assignment, what are the two choices the voices offer you? RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my heavens. This is Anne calling from the Bay Area. Good morning.
Well, good morning. What are you seeing? What kind of bad choices do you have?
Oh, my Lord. Well, I have to say that you said something the other day on the call that just blew me away, and it's not that it's anything new. It just happened to blow me away.
That's right, because I never say anything new. So people just have to keep staying with us until they get blown away. All right, what was it? What happened?
Well, it was new. I mean, you said it in a new way for me at least. And you were saying that we think that the problem is the content of the story we're being told, when the problem is that we're listening to a story.
Yep. That's good, isn't it? Because it could be anybody's story, right? If you listened to it and believed it. Yeah. Oh, very good. Yeah. So what happened?
Yeah. I just thought that was amazing. So here, I would really love some help with this, because as I'm looking at this theme for this month, and as I'm listening to people, at least what I see for myself, and I feel like I'm hearing that that's so for other folks, is that what ego does is it takes participation through the filter of ego, that becomes doing. And then it becomes, you're not doing enough.
You're not doing enough, and what you're doing, you know, a lot of people get the extra added boon of what you're doing, you're not doing well enough. You're not doing enough, and what you are doing,
to me, the way to connect that back to what I first said was that if I tune in, if that feels like the underlying story, it doesn't matter. I mean, basically, bottom line is, it doesn't matter what I do, it's not enough, and it's not good enough. That's basically ego's story, which
that's it. Is there's like something wrong. System. There's something wrong and not enough. And everything with ego comes to that. Right? So, yes. And, you know, Anne, there's another aspect of that that I think is super important, that when participation becomes doing, if we break that down into the fundamental spiritual aspect, what it's saying is life is doing, not being. And because, which is real horse bucky, and because life is doing, then it takes time and space to do. But being doesn't take any time and space. So the other day I was attempting to communicate that to somebody with the idea that, you know, we're doing exercises here, so I've got to have time and space. No, we need to turn our attention to it and watch what's there. That's it. That's all the information we're ever going to get. Turning it over to conditioned mind to noodle about it is not going to give us anything new. Quite the contrary.
Yes, because conditioned mind would say, awareness practice takes time. I don't have time. Therefore, I can't do awareness practice.
Or I can't do enough, and what I do is not meeting the standard. When if we realize awareness practice is being aware, then we realize we're either practicing in every moment or we're not. It has nothing to do with doing. We're either here and aware, paying attention, or we're not.
That just feels so huge to me, because the minute it introduces doing, then there's standards.
That's right. Then there's a you who has to do it. You're separate from life, and now you have to do life. Talk about a big assignment, right? And of course, for Anne and the rest of us who fall for that, that's overwhelming. That's depressing. It's demoralizing, and it's going to lead quickly to self-hatred, right? But it's ego that is doing all of that, and that's exactly where ego wants to live.
Yes, because of course it leads to self-hatred because it's a lose game. It's an unwinnable game. And then there's
something wrong.
The other thing that blew me away, Sherry, I mean, blew me away, was I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before. I can't, there's so many practice opportunities, I can't keep them straight.
Yep.
But was the peace
me too.
Quote. The peace quote.
What was it?
Of we think that the misconception, something along the lines of the misconception we have is that if we practice, suffering will disappear. No, suffering will never disappear. The person who suffers disappears.
I had to shout out loud with that one. That captured it, didn't it?
Oh my Lord! So that's what you're that's what you're pointing at here. I just want to clearly somebody wants to grasp it. Who can't? But what you're saying is the minute we stop practicing being aware of what's going on, and we try to do it, then we've become the person who suffers.
That's exactly right. That's it. You got it. You captured it. You grasped it.
Oh, well, what I watch is how incessant that is, that thing of, well, you're not doing enough. And is it just as simple as, I'm not listening to that?
Yes. We're not having that conversation. It's my favorite line. We're not having that conversation. The sun on these trees is absolutely exquisite. The sky is blue. I'm talking to somebody I love about practice. Well,
amen.
Why would I want to do anything else?
Well, I just have to say thank you to everybody. Deep gusho, deep bows to every single person who's participating, because it is such a gift.
Take us off.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne.
Okay.
Go happy.
Have a good day. Go happy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anne. Oh, what a wide-ranging and profound conversation, Sherry. There's so many parts of it.
Wide and deep.
Yes. Well, the two things that drop in, right? That two things, and it's such a characteristic of ego that it shouldn't be surprising to us, but it always is. The first of that not enough time and space, right, is in the moment now. There's only now and only here. And so what's the question of not enough time and space?
Yeah,
right.
You have to be not here, not
and
here
not now,
in order to do things.
Right,
it's the person who suffers.
It's the movement away, right? And that place of constantly pointing to not doing enough or having to do more is again that way by which our attention is focused on doing when we're being. In other words, as Anne was pointing out, that movement into doing, whether it's to think about doing or think about not doing enough, is becoming the somebody who suffers.
Who suffers, yes. Yeah.
Because you cannot have a thought without it being a personal pronoun.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And as is pointed out by you and by Anne, I think, it is subtle and it is constant.
Yes, truly. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Vanessa in North Carolina.
Well, hello, Vanessa. What are you seeing? Any bad choices?
Yes. I'm looking at participating in the calls, on the weekday calls. And so my two bad choices are get in the queue and get, you know, if I get in the, oh, no. Oh, hello? Can you still hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, sorry, my phone just made a really strange noise. Anyways, get in the queue and get unmuted and then say something stupid. And
which,
then get beat up
in my
by conditioning for
with
that.
You, Vanessa, having known you for years, that so often has been my experience that when you say things, they're stupid. So now that we've established that, okay, there's one choice. What's your other choice?
Thank you. So my other choice is to not get on the call and feel, you know, and then feel bad and then get beat up by conditioning by being, you know, because I'm cowardly and I'm not keeping my commitment. And, you know, so it's do it and get beat up by conditioning or don't do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Get beat up by conditioning.
Ah,
yeah.
Isn't that good
yeah.
to see? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I guess what I'm also seeing is that it, and I think this is definitely something that you say, you know, the more I, you know, it's not even the more I don't get on the call, it's the more I listen to the conversation about getting on or not getting on, stronger all of that get.
Yes.
Oh, and the harder
it
is. And the,
that's right.
Yeah.
When we feed it. Mm-hmm. And Vanessa, that is such a critical point. In fact, I was just writing to somebody about that in the email class this morning, and the example was, if you're an alcoholic and you know it's not working for you, staying in a conversation about, should I stop drinking or shouldn't I stop drinking, is not the direction.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what you're pointing at.
Yeah.
So staying in that conversation, it's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And so what are we required mm-hmm. to do? We need to stop having that conversation. Right? And it's so beautiful mm-hmm. because if you're going to get beaten up either way, why not get beaten up over something that's going to lead you closer to the life you want to lead? Right? And here's my promise to you, Vanessa. If you say something that is so stupid that we all just can't stand it, I'm going to call you and tell you, okay? And until then, I'm going to encourage you to consider that might be a lie, that the odds are really good that is not who you are. It is what ego is. Mm-hmm. Ego says stupid stuff all the time, mm-hmm. okay? But it's not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just
thank you.
Yeah, just grab hold of it and say, okay, I'm going to risk it because I want freedom.
Right. Yes. Yes, exactly. I want freedom. The other thing I did want to check out with you was one day in the course of all this conversation, what I heard was, you know what, Vanessa, because what I was seeing was participation was a way of being a good person. And so what I heard was something along the lines of, you know what, Vanessa, if you never do any practice ever again, you will still be a good person.
That's right.
And
exactly
I wanted
right.
to check that out because there was like this, kind of feeling around that, not as in, I never have to practice again, I'm off the hook, but like, great, I'm going to go practice. You know, it just took
That's
all this stuff
it.
Off of it.
That's it. So if we said, if you never cooked another meal for your family in this lifetime, you would still be a good person. Now, ego would like to take that exactly the way, you know, it wants to take everything, which is, good. That means you don't ever have to cook again. But what you realize is, I want to cook for my family. I don't want to cook all the time. I want somebody else to know how to cook. It's not a burden. It's not a should. It's not an obligation. It's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that's what ego uses against us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
The thing that
somehow
we want to
that
go back
should
to,
makes everything a chore.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it takes everything from what I want to do to what I should do, right? And so here's the one maybe to put up somewhere in big letters. Your goodness is established.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with what you do or don't do. Goodness is what you are. It's what we all are, right? And so that conversation is completely irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. That I've heard you say that for years and years, and it's always like, what? But
yeah,
I think
but maybe
I'm,
not me.
I've had some experience of it. Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the guy when the book "There's Nothing Wrong with You" first came out, who said to me with such absolute sincerity, "But if you had known me before you wrote this book." And I just, oh dear. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where ego puts us. Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And I we have that commitment. Yeah. I'll let you know. So when those voices kick in, just say, I'm going to risk it. And Sherry will let me know.
Yes. Yes. I appreciate that. I will definitely use that. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Gosho. Bye bye. Gosho.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Vanessa. It's so hard to get right, Sherry, that it's not conditional.
Yeah.
What we do and who we are not actually related.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, actually, what we do and what we are not actually related. But who is definitely related?
Yeah, well, but I went with what you were saying, not with subtle permutations of how that might be interpreted. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini. Hello, Sangha.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah. I think the thing that I'm always falling for is conditioning says you have to do something to be ready to be aware. And it's so easy to just start doing things to get ready to be aware.
Yeah.
So I'm moving from being aware to getting ready to being aware. And then if I'm in that state, conditioning always says, well, see, you're not quite there yet because now you're in a place of getting ready. And it's like you're moving backwards from where you are. And I'm always laughing because when I notice that, it's like, oh, no, it just slides in and then you notice it and then you're like, well, I don't need to be doing this.
Yes. Well, and it's one of those places where ego is right. It's just that we get busy feeling how we're supposed to feel when ego says it to us. So, you know, it says, well, you, and of course it's not going to say it that clearly or you wouldn't fall for it. But, okay, well, this is what you need to do in order to be ready to be, let's say, present, okay? Synonym for awareness, but to be present. And so you start down the road to doing those activities and the voice comes in and says, but look, you're not present because you're doing all this. And the response is, you're right. I wasn't, was I? I am now. Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's just that when we stop feeling bad, the knee-jerk feeling bad, then we really are present for all of the information that life is giving us.
Yes. Yeah, and the feelings, feelings are just, feelings come and go, feelings come and go, feelings come and go. That's all they do. And attaching a focus onto a feeling is just sometimes it just feels like I'm handing myself over to conditioning. It's almost like surrendering to conditioning, which is not needed conditioning does okay by itself.
That's right. But that's what we're conditioned to do. That's the feeling bad, right? So the voice in your head says something mean or nasty or ugly to us, and we're meant to feel bad. So in that moment, it's exactly as you say. You know, I'm just handing ego exactly what it wants. I just gave it a great big old meal of my energy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so interesting because in the last couple of years, I'm really learning, especially on retreats and paying attention, that there's absolutely nothing to ever get ready for. There's absolutely everything to just show up for.
That's right, because there's only ever now.
Right, yeah.
And even the showing up happens in now.
It doesn't work any other way until conditioning shows up and goes, well, you got to get ready to be here. And and if I buy that, then I'm off to the races, you know, like maybe buying
That's
a
exactly
new book
it.
To learn about how to be here and stuff. So, yeah.
Right. yeah. And that's such a wonderful depiction of practice, right? So we fall for something like that. We fall for it for God, sometimes lifetimes, right? Mm-hmm. But then one day we get it, we see it. And then that becomes the thing that reminds me, that's ego. Okay, that's horse bucky. No, not doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, and what a wonderful thing about practice, because once that acknowledgement of awareness of that drops in, it never goes away. It's always there. No matter what conditioning wants to do, it's always, that other thing is always there. It's like, well, yeah, I'm here. Now all I need to do is show
right.
up and see what happens.
And even though ego would say, you know, you haven't changed in the last however many decades, that is absolutely, completely not true. And the process that ego is doing with us is the same. Is there still karma to be seen through and let go? Absolutely. That process continues. But the content, vastly different.
Yeah. Just amazing, but so much fun to practice.
Yes.
So much fun.
Yes. The most fun a human can have.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. Sherry, that conversation reminded me of the line that goes, there are no dress rehearsals in life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's always improv, you know?
It's just improv, that's it, yes.
Yeah. That you can't practice for when you're going to begin to live.
Mm-mm. Can't practice for the moment.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
but
not.
But back to what Vanessa, we were talking about with Vanessa, the one thing that we can practice constantly is no reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not listening to any voice because it's improv. So there's nothing to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, and that's why we can't make blanket statements because everything is so nuanced, right? It's true in a sense. It's not true absolutely. But what Vanessa was talking about, what Brian was talking about, the same thing. You can't prepare to be in the moment, and you can't second guess the moment that was, because it's already done.
Right.
Both are movements away from the now.
Yes. Yeah.
And there is a process that if we're here, we are, that the learning that we're talking about arrives through revelation, which is informs me all the time. But the information is for now, not to be self-hating about what happened or afraid about what's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Which is what Anne was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how we, in quotes, learn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I see it. It drops in.
Mm-hmm.
I respond. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that intelligence incorporates that learning.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What is the expression that goes with that? Insight needs
Yes, it's Chris. Yeah, insight needs experience. Yep.
That's Chris's.
Yeah.
Deal, I think. Yeah.
All right. I think we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello?
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Ashwini. It's Elizabeth. I was double muted.
Oh, you are such a good person. Hello, Elizabeth.
And I have the AC unit blasting, so I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you beautifully.
Okay. So the bad choice, there's two bad choices, and one of them was if I can risk nothing and not do any endeavors, but if I do an endeavor, which is some combination of time, money, and energy, and that risk or endeavor doesn't unfold the way I'd hoped, then ego orientation is all about this victim. Oh, what a waste of,
mm-hmm.
It was such a waste of time. It was such a waste of money. And mm-hmm. so that's a bad choice for the human because the
so
human
wrong.
Took a risk. Yeah.
Yeah. So wrong. You were so wrong. And now there's not enough, right? Because you put all that energy and money and time into, and now that's gone, and you didn't get anything for it. Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, and so my practice is to say shut the F up to ego, because I don't want to, it can get me into like a maddening funk of, waste of time, money, or energy, but I want to be a risk taker, perseverer, and endeavors are going to unfold without whatever I hoped for happening.
Okay, so, Elizabeth, one place that would be really, I project, super helpful to look is at that process of believing conditioned mind, ego, when it's setting you up. Okay, because without that, if you were to view every one of these endeavors as a workshop, the only thing any of us want to get from a workshop is awareness, right? We're going to get greater clarity as a result. So you do an exercise and you see something and there you are. Now you've seen more than you had seen before. True?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
But with one of these endeavors, you are basically told, so the equivalent would be, you're going to go on retreat, and what's going to happen to you is, and it lays out what's going to happen. So then, whatever happens on the retreat, you don't get the awarenesses, because the only thing that counts is, does your experience match up with what you were told was going to happen? Which would get you the same result from a retreat as from one of these other endeavors, right? So that process is very different. You go to retreat for insights, for clarity, for increased awareness. You get pulled into doing one of these activities, and you get told what you need to get out of it, how it needs to go, what the result has to be, the outcome, in order for it to be good and worthwhile and beneficial. And I can promise you, the setup is there to guarantee that you're going to wind up in the place that you described, an angry, resentful victim. So
yeah, because I'm going to make a recording about that. Yeah.
Yep. So to put those two together, the next activity you want to engage in, if you call it a workshop or a retreat, right? And the only thing you're going to get out of it is greater clarity. And the greater clarity you're going to get, of course, is what those voices are doing to you. And then that way you can't lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
I mean, it might, you might have, on a content level, great success. Wow, that worked out really well. And that happened. And that, wow, what a miracle. And then you get to see how happy you are when things go the way you hope they'll go. Okay, and then the next one comes along, and you get to see how miserable you are when you have an expectation that doesn't get fulfilled, which teaches us not to have expectations. Because we don't know.
Yes.
Back to the, it's all improv. We have no idea how anything's going to go.
But and I've noticed even when I keep my expectations to the worst, you know, keep like low or negative expectations, it's still, it's still.
That's right. That's right. An expectation is an expectation. And it's all nonsense. It's all hogwash. It's a waste of time and energy, and it only serves ego. Because the fact of the matter is, we don't know. So why have an expectation when we know we don't know?
Okay. Okay, so even if you're just signing up online for some class, it's only for the awareness, not for the content.
That's it. That is absolutely it, because the content is always, who cares?
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. You're going to let us know, right? You're going to gonna do one of these and let us know. Okay, very good. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're at the end of the show, Sherry, but what drops in around that is that reframing everything the way you just suggested we do, not only does not allow us to have expectations, but it also actually really, really helps with the root cause of suffering, which is attachment. If I'm not looking to do something from an outcome perspective, then I'm not actually perpetuating the belief that my conditioning, my well-being is conditional. And we have to train ourselves to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And to get into all the spiritual things of being just happy and excited by all of the gifts we get when we're not expecting gifts and we don't have an idea of what the gift is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what it trains us to be is be with how it is, not how I want it to be, right? Which is happy when I get what I want, unhappy when I don't. That's what letting go of attachment is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, precisely.
So our assignment for today, what possibilities might be available if you dropped out of ego's either or framing of the issue? RL, what you see. And then we'll see everybody on Monday.
Yeah. All right. Have a great weekend. Go
happy.
Thanks, everybody.